Good afternoon. I'm Steve Hammond with a WBOC News Update. The first cargo ship has successfully left Baltimore Harbor following the Key Bridge collapse back in March. It's a sign the recovery is moving forward at that key U.S. port. The Balsa 94 cargo ship left the city's harbor this morning alongside two tugboats. The trip went through a new temporary channel that was made around the wreckage. The Maryland Port Administration says this channel will likely be open for about 4 days. Officials predict a permanent channel will be available within the next 5 to 6 weeks. Crews have removed about 2,900 tons of wreckage from the tragedy where a ship slammed into the bridge last month. Six construction workers were killed in the accident. A Salisbury woman has been convicted on multiple charges in connection to a shooting in Wicomico County. Ashley Scott found guilty of attempted murder and attempted armed robbery, among other related charges. Sentencing for Scott has been postponed to a later date. Prosecutors say it was in August of 2023 that Scott and four other suspects robbed a group of people at a backyard barbecue. They had them at gunpoint. One victim tried to run and was shot in the neck and paralyzed following that incident. And Ford's electric vehicle unit reported losses soared in the first quarter to $1.3 billion. Ford's EV unit sold 10,000 vehicles in the first 3 months of the year. That number was down 20% from a year earlier. Have a good rest of your day, everybody. I'm Steve Hammond for WBOC News.